Hola a todos, this is Spanish Pod, and we've got a free newbie lesson for you. It's called How Much Is It? My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hola, Liliana. Now, as always, this lesson, this newbie lesson, is free. Some of you have found it on iTunes. Some of you are listening to it on our site. For those of you that are listening for free, we do encourage you to go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and check out the other levels, the elementary, intermediate, all the way to advanced levels, and check out our videos. And you can try all of those out with a 7-day free trial. Just go to the website and sign up. Now, today, we're talking about shopping, right?
That's right. You know, you can never do enough lessons to say, ¿cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta? ¿Cuánto cuesta means, how much does it cost?
Yes, very important question. ¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta? All right. We're going to listen to the dialogue 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
Second time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
Third time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
All right, we're back, and I'm not sure what we were buying, but I know it was expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
100 euros, too much.
That's too much. Okay, let's start with the translation. So first, we're going to hear a key phrase.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta? Okay, how much does it cost?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much does it cost?
¿Cuánto cuesta? 100 euros.
100 euros.
100 euros.
100 euros.
100 euros. ¡Qué caro!
How expensive.
¡Qué caro!
How expensive.
¡Qué caro! Pues venga en rebajas.
Well, come back when it's on sale.
Pues venga en rebajas.
Come back during the sales.
Pues venga en rebajas.
Oh my goodness, not much sympathy there.
No, that's not a good salesperson.
No.
It's like, I'm not flexible, so come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. All right, now let's go back to the top and see. What was our key phrase again?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta? Okay, it means how much does it cost? Now, what's the word for cost?
Cuesta.
Cuesta. That's the verb costar, and it means to cost, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to say how much does it cost, you're going to say, what's the word for how much?
¿Cuánto?
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 Okay, that's cuánto is the word for quantity.
That's right.
¿Cuánto cuesta? How much does it cost? And the answer is 100 euros.
100 euros.
100 euros. My goodness.
I know, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So what's the word for 100?
100.
100.
100.
100. And the word for euro?
Euros.
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 That's hard to say.
You think so?
Euros. Is it easy for you?
Well, just move your mouth, like, open it.
Okay. Euro.
Euros.
Right. It's got the E and the U together. So the E is E, and the U is U. So EU.
EU.
Euros. Okay. 100 euros. 100 euros.
100 euros.
And the answer to that is, how expensive?
Qué caro.
All right. Now, what's the word for expensive?
Caro.
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 Caro means expensive or dear, mm-hmm. right? So costly. Okay. And this word, qué.
It's an exclamation to say,
okay.
How expensive.
Okay.
You know, in English you say how expensive, but in mm-hmm. Spanish we say qué.
Okay.
We use the word qué for everything. So, qué caro.
Qué caro. Okay. Qué caro. How expensive. And the not very helpful response is, well, come back when there's sales.
Pues venga en rebajas.
Okay. So, what's that first word? Pues.
Pues is so.
Okay. So there's not a lot of meaning in it.
No, no, no. No, no. It's just a way to continue the...
The conversation.
The conversation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pues, so...
And next we have a command, right, of the verb venir, which means to come. So how do you tell someone to come?
Venga.
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 Okay, it means come. And then when are we going to come? When there's a sale.
En rebajas.
En rebajas. Now, En means on.
Yeah.
And rebajas is the sales, right?
Yeah, like on sales.
Now, this is a different concept culturally because we're talking about a period when everybody has a sale.
Yes.
Okay. And so it's not just when a store says, everything's on sale.
Yeah.
It's actually a season.
Yes. You know, and also in Europe, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the sales when winter comes and they want to get rid of all, you know, the summer clothes.
Okay.
So it's a big thing. You go to the stores, it's just insane.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we have a word for the sales season in English. I have to say sales season. Anyway, let's listen again to this dialogue again 3 more times and we'll come back and talk about rebajas.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
Second time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
Third time.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
100 euros.
¡Qué caro!
Pues venga en rebaja.
All right, we're back. And Lily, I want to take a look at this exclamation word. We said something was so expensive. How expensive?
¡Qué caro!
Now, can you use that que to exclaim other things?
Yeah, for example, you can say, ¡qué loco!
¡Qué loco! How crazy!
Or, ¡qué guapo!
¡Qué guapo! How good looking! Thank you, Liliana.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
I know.
Or you can also say, ¡qué fácil!
¡Qué fácil! How easy!
¡Qué fácil!
You know, that's what everybody should be saying at the end of this lesson.
That's right.
Now, let's take a look at the one tricky thing again. Rebajas.
Rebajas.
Okay, it means the sale season, when all the stores have sales.
Yeah.
Okay, like maybe we have Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can also use the rebaja as, you know, to ask for a discount.
Okay.
So you can say, can you make me a rebaja?
Okay, can you give me a discount?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, but here it's obviously talking about the season.
That's right.
So when is the sale season, Liliana?
Well, it really depends on the country. You know, usually it is when the season changes.
Okay.
So November or even before that.
Okay.
It really depends.
So that's when you get your autumn clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Again, if you'd like to check out our other podcasts and video podcasts, please come to SpanishPod.com. Check out our 7-day free trial. Now you can leave your comments, you can leave your questions, and we'll be glad to answer them. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.